And good morning, I'm Rick Hansen. At 7:07, we have a cloudy sky, and it's 7 degrees below zero in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with light snow or flurries, mainly redeveloping this afternoon on a high of 5 with a wind chill around 20 degrees below zero. And there are some school districts that are starting late this morning. That includes the Bedford Community Schools, Griswold Schools, and Red Oak. All three are starting 2 hours late today. Stanton is 2 hours late also. And Southwestern Community College, they will open at 9 a.m. Roadways in western Iowa are partially to completely covered with snow, with the exception of a stretch of Interstate 80 between West Des Moines and the Highway 71 exit to Atlantic. Also a section of Interstate 80 from I-680 southwestward toward the Omaha Council Bluffs area. Portions of Interstate 29 and Highway 34 also reported to be in normal driving condition. Well, the Atlantic High School speech team competed at and hosted the Iowa High School Speech Association State Large Group Speech Contest held February 6th on Saturday. Six other schools attended, ranging from West Central Valley, Underwood, Red Oak, Missouri Valley, Council Bluffs St. Albert, and Council Bluffs Lewis Central. And this was a much smaller contest, organizers say, than usual due to the limitations on gatherings for competition. Students compete in front of three judges at the state level rather than one judge at the district. And of the five Atlantic entries who competed, four received a Division I or superior rating. Three of these were straight ones, and where all three judges had delivered a Division I rating. All entries which received an overall Division I rating stand with the chance to be nominated for All-State honors, and normally there will be a festival held to honor those chosen with another performance and awarding of medals, but this year the IHSSA hopes to gathering hope of some sort in the summer. Nominations are said to post to the IHSSA website on February 17th. For a complete list of the individual results and group results, you can see the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. In news from over the weekend, Council Bluffs Police Saturday afternoon issued an update on a subject who barricaded himself Friday morning. Authorities said at approximately 10 a.m. Friday, U.S. Marshals deputies and Council Bluffs Police located and began surveilling a 40-year-old man from Omaha, Ryan Linen, as he was operating a large construction excavator near the intersection of East Canesville and Bond Streets. Linehan was wanted on a felony warrant issued in Sarpy County, Nebraska. Just before 11 a.m. Friday, Linehan exited the excavator. Deputies and officers then began to approach him to place him into custody. Upon seeing the law enforcement officers, Linehan ran back to and climbed inside of the excavator. He initially swung the equipment's bucket in the direction of the approaching deputies and officers to keep them from getting to him. Additional officers arrived on the scene to shut down nearby traffic and pedestrian traffic as well. Officers had been attempting to talk Linen out of the excavator for nearly 3 hours when he produced a handgun from his coat. They continued in their attempts to get Linen to put down the gun and exit the equipment, but he would not do so. Members of the Council Bluffs Police Crisis Negotiation Team then worked to get Linen to surrender and exit the excavator. After about 8 hours, Linen threatened to restart the machine, increasing the threat and risk to officers and community. At that point, officers launched less than lethal beanbag rounds into the cab of the excavator with hopes that Linen would put the gun down and surrender. He then used his handgun to shoot himself in the lower jaw. Council Bluffs police officers and members of the Marshals Task Force immediately approached Linen to recover the firearm and assist the man from the cab of the excavator to allow Council Bluffs Fire Department personnel to render medical aid. The firearm that Linen used to injure himself was recovered at the scene and placed into evidence. And a Council Bluffs Fire Department squad transported Linen to the Nebraska Medical Center for treatment. He's currently in stable condition and expected to recover. Other than the beanbag and deployment of the pepper spray, law enforcement officers did not fire any weapons during the standoff and apprehension. Local charges against Linen are pending as detectives will consult with prosecutors sometime this week. Well, the CAM School Board and representatives of the CAM Education Association will meet this evening to present their respective opening proposals for salary and contract negotiations. No decision will be made at this point in the discussions. In other business, the CAM School Board will discuss the fiscal year 21-22 school calendar, the FY21-22 budget, and facility committee. The board will act on approving and or revising their 300 series board policies, and discuss and receive reports from the board as well. The meeting begins at 6:30 p.m. in the CAM High School Superintendent's office. The Audubon City Council will meet in a regular session this evening at 5:30. Among the items on their agenda is receiving public comments on a maximum tax levy. Later on in the meeting, the council will act on passing a resolution for the levy. Other action under new business on their agenda includes approval of resolutions pertaining to setting the public hearing for the FY22 budget, awarding of a mowing contract, awarding of a cemetery sexton contract, police information requests, fees and policy, a TIF funds transfer, and real estate purchase. The council will then enter into a closed session, and when they emerge, they'll act on a resolution approving notices and an order posting to bidders. And Iowans who haven't blown their New Year's resolutions about weight loss yet have a new temptation as Girl Scout cookie season has arrived. Sammy Swinton, spokeswoman for the Girl Scouts of Greater Iowa, says sales of the tasty treats teach the girls valuable lessons and they won't be deterred by the pandemic.
We know life is different these days, and the cookie program is still something that is so valuable for our Girl Scouts to participate in and learn all the business skills that they do. There are different options for them to continue to sell this year, but stay safe while doing it.
To buy cookies, Iowans shouldn't wait for a youngster to ring their doorbell this year. They can simply go to the website www.girlscoutsiowa.org/find cookies, enter their zip code, and place the order online.
Girls can drop it off right at their doorstep and have a contact-free option. It can also get just shipped to their doorstep. We have virtual booths where troops can participate together and have their link out all week long and then do a drive-through pickup the day of the booth sale.
Swinton says all the money raised by cookie sales remain in Iowa.
100% of the proceeds stay local right here in our council, and it helps support the troop, do all of the different activities that they want to do, service projects that directly help their community, as well as help fund our mission of volunteer training and the camps that they go to.
Girl Scout cookies can be ordered through the Grubhub site in Ankeny, Ames, Des Moines, and Sioux City. Online orders must be placed by March 28th. There are 9 varieties of cookies this year. The new flavor is called Toast Yay, and it's inspired by the flavors of French toast. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.